loved one in a nursing home going broke, or that you may outlive your retirement, or just need tips on downsizing. Come to our Life and Legacy series February 21st and 28th. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies say a former police officer who was a murder suspect shot and killed himself Sunday afternoon. James Chadwick Green was wanted in connection to the shooting death of his ex-wife in Sampson. Deputies pulled him over on I-65 and say he died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Montgomery police say a woman has life-threatening injuries after being burned Saturday. This incident happened on Delrata Place. Police say a man was also injured and will be taken into custody after his release from the hospital. And one person has life-threatening injuries after a two-car crash Sunday. Montgomery police say this happened at the intersection of Eastern Boulevard and Buckboard Road. Police have not said what caused the crash. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Looking for reliable business broadband services? Partner with WOW Business for fast, robust, and secure communication solutions. Whether you're a small, medium, or large company, WOW Business has bundled plans tailored to fit your needs. Get business internet for $34.99 a month when you add a phone line. WOW Business. We help you keep your business moving forward. Visit wowforbusiness.com and bundle to save. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Jack Campbell and Baron Coleman here from 9 to noon every day.
How you doing?
I'll be better once I can hear out of both ears. Allow me to fiddle for a moment. There we go. Can
you hear me? You're having a problem with your headphones?
This Jack is not working.
Why is it always my name? This Jack is working. I am here and I was barely on time, but I was here.
You came in before the music started, so you were on time.
I got accosted early this morning.
Well, did you?
Not in a bad way.
Did you thank them?
I did.
Accosted by whom?
An older couple of friends of mine. I've not seen in a while.
Good. It's a good kind of accosting there.
Yeah.
Our number 272-9228, but you can't use it because I've not yet unbusied the phones. But I will in a minute. I want to back up for one moment. Something I've shared with you guys, and I want to make sure everybody gets it because I think it's the single most important thing that's taken place during the Trump presidency from early November 2016, before he was even sworn into office, to today. I think the single most important thing he's done is not anything with respect to the wall. It's not anything with respect to tax policy, capital gains, corporate taxes, anything like that. The single most important thing he did was get Saudi Arabia on Team Trump. And the best example of them getting on Team Trump was the promotion of Mohammed bin Salman from low-level Saudi surrogate to king-in-waiting, the crown prince, the guy who's going to be the next king of Saudi Arabia. It was shocking to most of the world when it happened. Trump's first trip as president was to Saudi Arabia, to the kingdom. The Saudis are trillionaires. I mean, multiple times over trillionaires. Not billionaires, but trillionaires. These guys have more wealth than you could possibly imagine. They own the whole country. You lease stuff from Saudi Arabia. They own all minerals. They own all airspace. They own all below ground everything. They are a very, very, very wealthy people, a very wealthy family. And for years, the Saudis had been used by the globalist corporatist whores of globalism as the financiers in many ways of globalism, the particularly the paramilitary wing of corporatist globalist thought, which is Islamic terrorism, Islamo-fascist terrorism. And that came to an abrupt end with the election of Donald J. Trump. He figured it out. He knew what was happening. He knew that the globalists and corporatists were using Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia was using the globalist corporatists to get open markets for their oil and shipping lanes. It was a symbiotic relationship. But as long as they would export hateful, terroristic ideologies and finance them, most importantly, to the tunes of hundreds of millions, maybe billions of dollars a year, everybody got along. Everybody got along. There was one guy who the whole time was saying, guys, I don't think we should be in the business of supporting the globalist corporatist regimes around the world with paramilitary terrorist organizations. I don't think we should be financing it. I don't think we should be structuring it. That was Mohammed bin Salman. He was peaceful. The day he was elevated to crown prince, and every day since, Saudi Arabia has been under nonstop attack. We've talked about the famous example of Saudi Arabia being under nonstop attack with the death of, they call him a journalist. He was no journalist. Jamal Khashoggi or Khashoggi, whatever his name was. He was not a journalist. He was trying to overthrow the Saudi kingdom. He was trying to overthrow Mohammed bin Salman. He was a terrorist. He was a traitor. He was trying to assist other countries and other entities with destroying the Saudi kingdom, particularly Mohammed bin Salman, and restoring the globalist corporatist fascist regime that was there before Trump showed up. I thought they had done all they could do by artists. They would talk artists into refusing to play in Saudi Arabia. They canceled events that were going to be in Saudi Arabia. Big economic development conferences got canceled. People pulled out. People don't travel there anymore. They were convincing Muslims either not to go to Mecca for the Hajj. I thought that was kind of jumping the shark and they've gone too far. It turns out they know no bounds. 2017, Christie's auction in New York. A Leonardo da Vinci painting called the Salvator Mundi. Those of you who go to Mass know that's the Savior of the world. The Salvator Mundi, painted by the legendary Leonardo da Vinci, was purchased in 2017 at a Christie's auction for $450 million. $500 million for a single painting. And you tell me the Saudis aren't rich. It was purchased allegedly by Mohammed bin Salman, the crown prince of Saudi Arabia. Bought through a cutout, obviously, but that's its ultimate destination was for the bin Salman collection. And the Louvre was going to feature the painting for a month in October. The Louvre was going to feature the Salvator Mundi, which had really never been viewed throughout the world. It had been hidden for most of its creation. It was made over 400 years ago. It had been hidden for most of its life. It came to light back in 2011. It was unveiled at the National Gallery in 2011. And Mohammed bin Salman picked it up for $450 million in 2017. The Louvre has been pressured not to display the picture, not to display the painting. But it's worse than that, Jack. One of the Louvre artist curators is now saying it's a fake. It's not a real painting at all. It's not a real Leonardo da Vinci at all. But that it was painted probably by one of his art students. Now, that's ludicrous. That's ludicrous. A, it's ludicrous that he would have any way of knowing that. For 400 years, it's been considered a Da Vinci. This guy comes out of nowhere in 2019. He's like, eh, I'm not so sure. Yeah, the more I look at it, I'm not so sure. He's not even working on the Da Vinci expedition. He's never been a curator for the Louvre, but he has worked on restorations for the Louvre. But it is causing the value of this painting, obviously, to plummet. Costing Ben Salman and the Saudis hundreds of millions of dollars.
You think he cares?
Ben Salman?
Yeah.
No.
Probably not.
No, but I'm just saying, these guys, no respite. No respite.
No, none.
They will fight you at every turn, at everything. You want your painting in the Louvre? It's a fake. These globalist corporatists will stop at nothing to restore the order of the world. I remind you, trillions of dollars at stake. Trillions of dollars at stake. They will stop at absolutely nothing to destroy Trump, to ruin everybody even remotely associated with Trump. Anybody who's assisting him will be absolutely annihilated. You'll be deplatformed from Facebook and Twitter and YouTube. You won't be listened to. The attack on conservatives and Christians, the attack on anybody nationalist, the attack on anybody who believes America first, the attack on anybody who pushes back the least bit against globalism and corporatism is going to ramp up. And one of two things is going to happen, if not both. Going into the 2020 election, every single conservative in the country will be silenced in some capacity. And if Donald Trump wins, going into the 2024 election, they'll make sure another Donald Trump never comes along. Ever, ever, ever comes along. Donald Trump himself predicted this. Shortly before the election, 2 weeks before the election, one of the greatest speeches ever given in American history, and I've played clips of it three or four times on here, and every single time we play it, people ask for more. Because he says in the speech very clearly, trillions of dollars at stake, trillions of dollars at stake.
Our movement is about replacing a failed and corrupt political establishment with a new government controlled by you, the American people. The Washington establishment and the financial and media corporations that fund it exist for only one reason: to protect and enrich itself. The establishment has trillions of dollars at stake in this election. For those who control the levers of power in Washington and for the global special interest, they partner with these people that don't have your good in mind. Our campaign represents a true existential threat like they haven't seen before. This is not simply another four-year election. This is a crossroads in the history of our civilization that will determine whether or not we, the people, reclaim control over our government. The political establishment that is trying to stop us is the same group responsible for our disastrous trade deals, massive illegal immigration, and economic and foreign policies that have bled our country dry. The political establishment has brought about the destruction of our factories and our jobs as they flee to Mexico, China, and other countries all around the world. It's a global power structure that is responsible for the economic decisions that have robbed our working class, stripped our country of its wealth, and put that money into the pockets of a handful of large corporations and political entities. This is a struggle for the survival of our nation. And this will be our last chance to save it. This election will determine whether we're a free nation or whether we have only the illusion of democracy, but are in fact controlled by a small handful of global special interests rigging the system, and our system is rigged. This is reality. You know it, they know it, I know it, and pretty much the whole world knows it. The Clinton machine is at the center of this power structure. We've seen this firsthand in the WikiLeaks documents in which Hillary Clinton meets in secret with international banks to plot the destruction of U.S. sovereignty in order to enrich these global financial powers, her special interest friends, and her donors. Honestly, she should be locked up. The most powerful weapon deployed by the Clintons is the corporate media, the press. Let's be clear on one thing. The corporate media in our country is no longer involved in journalism. They're a political special interest, no different than any lobbyist or other financial entity with a total political agenda. And the agenda is not for you, it's for themselves. Anyone who challenges their control is deemed a sexist, a racist, a xenophobe. They will lie, 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 and then again, they will do worse than that. They will do whatever is necessary. The Clintons are criminals, remember that. This is well documented. And the establishment that protects them has engaged in a massive cover-up of widespread criminal activity at the State Department and the Clinton Foundation in order to keep the Clintons in power. They knew they would throw every lie they could at me and my family and my loved ones. They knew they would stop at nothing to try to stop me. Nevertheless, I take all of these slings and arrows gladly for you. I take them for our movement so that we can have our country back. I knew this day would arrive. It's only a question of when. And I knew the American people would rise above it and vote for the future they deserve. The only thing that can stop this corrupt machine is you. The only force strong enough to save our country is us. The only people brave enough to vote out this corrupt establishment is you, the American people. Our great civilization has come upon a moment of reckoning. I didn't need to do this, folks, believe me. I built a great company, and I had a wonderful life. I could have enjoyed the fruits and benefits of years of successful business deals and businesses for myself and my family, instead of going through this absolute horror show of lies, deceptions, malicious attacks. Who would have thought? I'm doing it because this country has given me so much, and I feel so strongly that it's my turn to give back to the country that I love. I'm doing this for the people and for the movement, and we will take back this country for you, and we will make America great again.
Across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising creates awareness and adds credibility to your business. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The Dampier Law Firm, PC 55 North Section Street, Fairhope, Alabama, is responsible for this advertisement. No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Attention all active or retired military. If you are diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss after using yellow and black or yellow and olive dual-ended earplugs, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. These earplugs permitted damaging sounds to enter the ear canal. If you served in the military and were later diagnosed with hearing loss or tinnitus, call 800-619-0725 right now to see if you qualify for significant cash compensation. The manufacturer knew of the defect, but did not warn its customers. Complaints allege that the manufacturer manipulated test results to make it appear that the plugs met government standards. If you deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan anytime from 2003 through 2015 and are now suffering from diagnosed hearing loss or tinnitus, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call 800-619-0725 right now. Hurry, time is limited. Call 800-619-0725 now to see if you qualify for cash compensation. Call 800-619-0725. That's 800-619-0725. 800-619-0725.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
I believe that fate has brought us here, and we should be together, babe, but we're not.
come back in 22 minutes after.
Why are you shaking your head?
I'm sick of this jack. Every time I put my headphones on, I got to wiggle it around and try to get both ears going.
It's got a little short in it or something.
I think it's got cream and sugar in it, if I had to guess. Our number, 272-9228, 22 minutes after 11. Every damn time I put my headphones on, every damn time. Makes me nuts.
Hey,
that just drives me nuts. All right.
How do you spell that? NVTS?
What?
Nuts.
MBTS.
NVTS.
Oh, the Latin version. Yeah, the nuts.
That was in History of the World. He's nuts. NVTS.
Riley Manning, he's not nuts. He's
Riley's.
He's the greatest of all time. 799-1284. That's what Riley Manning is. 799-1284. You'll hear people that say, I've been in business 5 years, 10 years, 20. Riley Manning's been in business over 50 years. Over 50 years. We say in the recorded commercial 49 plus years, 49 years. But it's over 50. And he is still going strong. He's still the best in the business. He still has the greatest crews in the history of the world. He still gives the best quotes. He's still fast, friendly, approachable. He's a damn nice guy. One of the nicest people you'll ever meet. And he's willing to come to you today. 799-1284. He'll give you a quote on painting, indoor, outdoor, small job, big job. You know, hey, I need the whole house inside and outside. Or, you know, I need my banister painted. You know, I need the porch painted. I need these spindles changed colors. I need the bathroom. It doesn't matter. Big job, small job. He'll handle it. Riley Manning, RileyManningPainting.com. That's how you find him on the website. I'm going to give you his double secret bat phone, 799-1284. 799-1284. You call that, you'll get the A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and you'll get that Riley Manning guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Riley Manning. RileyManningPainting.com. And Jack, that speech I played still gives me goosebumps every time I hear it. I listen to it probably once a week.
It's one of the most on-point speeches ever.
It's one of the most honest speeches ever.
Yeah.
Every other Republican who's run for office in my lifetime has beat around the bush. Not a single one of them talked about an unelected bureaucracy tilting things their way. Not a single one of them talked about the globalist corporatist whores around the world with trillions of dollars at stake if things changed. Not a single one of them talked about the need to restore integrity to the government in that way. You know, they'll give lip service to it, but they didn't actually talk about what they would do. Never did one of them say their opponent should be in jail.
I asked a very, very smart friend of mine that I saw Saturday. I said, what are your thoughts on why the Clintons never got investigated? And they said, because all the Republicans are in on it. You know? It's like...
Yeah.
And it hit me hard. I thought, that's a sad thing to say, but it's so true.
Well, I go back to the I pulled up on the computer that day and we looked through it. I don't know whether it's true or not. I got to preface it by that. But I know the papers are true. I know the documents are true. The Panama Papers.
Oh, yeah.
The Panama Papers. The same law firm and the same organization that opened up Clinton Inc., literally called Clinton Inc., the day Clinton won in the presidency back in 1993 and shut it down when Hillary Clinton, when he left office in 2001, the same company that did that also opened Backus Inc., spelled the same as Spencer Backus, and the dates it was open correspond remarkably to the date he got in office and the date he left.
Right.
Offshore account, foreign money, foreign law firms, foreign corporation. So that answers your question as well as anything.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't have the opportunity to go look at 500 and something or 1,000 different congressmen to see how many of them had their own Panama Papers opened. But I'm pretty damn sure Spencer Backus did. But you know what? He's still taken seriously. I think Trump appointed him for something not long ago.
Yeah.
Didn't he?
Yeah, like a banking board.
Unbelievable.
When he was under investigation by the House Ethics Committee. And I know that because I saw research on it back in 2012 or 2011. It was 2012. And I thought, good grief.
He is on the board of directors of the Export-Import Bank.
Yeah.
This is a guy who probably has Panama Papers opened in his name by the same shady firm that opened it in Clinton's name.
I mean, it's unreal. And he had a, you know, when the Republicans were in charge, and he, wasn't he chair of the banking committee?
Yes, and he was investigated for insider trading.
I know.
Here's what Spencer Backus is alleged to have done. During the 2008 financial crisis, before you and I were aware of it, they were briefed the day before the public found out that the stock market was probably going to drop by 30 to 50% in the next couple of weeks. That banks would be going under and pulled under by the undertow and drowned and killed. That insurance companies like AIG might go under. People like Goldman Sachs might go under with all their investments around the world, causing a global ripple effect that could put us into a Great Depression, make the Great Depression look mild. Spencer Backus walks out of the meeting, says, hold on, goes out, grabs himself allegedly, calls his stockbroker and sells everything to some poor unsuspecting schmuck like you or me who just happened to be buying stocks that day. And then walks back into his meeting with his cash secure, and the next day all hell breaks loose. Now, those are the allegations. I don't, you know, that's never been proven beyond a reasonable doubt in a courtroom. But there's great evidence that that's what happened.
Yeah.
This guy's on the board of directors of the Export-Import Bank right now. This guy had Backus Inc. allegedly opened up in his name on the Panama Papers by some shady Panamanian law firm to keep offshore money. If you guys think this government operates for you, by, for, and of the people, you're freaking nuts. You're dumb. You're stupid. You're ignorant. You're an idiot. You're whatever name I can come up with. That's what Trump was talking about in that speech. This isn't about you. These people get in office. This is why Republicans vote against immigration reform. This is why Republicans vote against tax reform. This is why Republicans fund Planned Parenthood and PBS. Because they don't want the gravy train to stop.
Right, they're over a barrel if they do.
As long as they're in office, it's unlimited spigot of money pouring at them. That's it, unlimited. They can do whatever they want. They're untouchable. The day they kick back, they're gone.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. NSYS used a rap video to push for higher opioid doses. Speaking of globalist corporate whores, these pharmaceutical companies are something else. A little over 2 weeks into the racketeering trial of NSYS Therapeutics founder John Kapoor, federal prosecutors last week revealed a rap video produced by the company used to motivate sales representatives to boost sales of its highly addictive opioid spray called SubSys. The video was titled Great by Choice. It was initially shown during a 2015 national sales conference, encouraged reps to increase SubSys dosages to doctors through a process known as titration. In return, doctors across the country received millions of dollars in a kickback scheme. The lyrics went something like, I love titration. Yeah, it's not a problem. I got new patients, and I got a lot of them. Build relationships that are healthy. Got more docs than Janelle's got selfies. At the end of the video, a person dressed up as the bottle of SubSys reveals himself as then Vice President of Sales, Alec Berlikoff. Of course, Berlikoff pleaded guilty last fall to racketeering and will soon testify against John Kapoor. These are the people. Sunrise Lee, an ex-stripper turned sales executive for NSYS, is accused of performing a lap dance for a doctor who was being persuaded to prescribe a fentanyl spray to people who did not have cancer. The spray was approved for FDA to relieve pain for cancer. She was a stripper who went to work for NSYS, who gave doctors lap dances to prescribe her medicine to people who it was not lawful to prescribe it for. Babbage pleaded, listen to this line. Babbage pleaded guilty in January and told jurors last week that Kapoor pushed to get patients on higher doses to increase sales. Babbage also said that NSYS looked for sales reps who were poor, hungry, and driven. NSYS also recruited employees who were easy on the eyes, adding, no physician wanted a quote-unquote unattractive person to walk in their door. Insys paid out millions to doctors in the kickback scheme. Been more than 900 related deaths to date.
Good grief. That guy's going to do a lot of time in jail. You get some mean-ass jury.
I'm telling you. Look, I don't have a problem with it.
I don't either.
I don't have a problem with it. There are clear rules on things you can and cannot do. And if you violate it, well, you might have to go to prison. 32 minutes after 11 o'clock. Our number, 272-9228. Jack Campbell and Baron Coleman will be with you here for the next half hour or so. Dan Morris after that.
Time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
We have a very active, very wet weather pattern ahead for the week ahead, but today is mostly quiet on this President's Day with clouds early and then partly sunny with a high temperature today up to about 63. For tonight, maybe a couple of showers around, overnight low 50. Tomorrow is a chilly day, a chance of rain from time to time with a high temperature only up to about 55. Then Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, scattered showers and thunderstorms around from time to time, locally heavy rainfall in spots, high mid-70s Wednesday, upper 70s Thursday, and more rain Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASC Credit Union, offering 90-day no-pay auto loans. Buy that ride today and pay nothing for 90 days. Offer expires March 31st, 2019. Other terms and conditions may apply, subject to change without notice. Contact a representative for further details. Equal opportunity lender. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your credit union.
Answer. 36 minutes after 11. I'll tell you the answer in a second.
I love a good answer, Baron.
I got it coming in just moments. Donald Trump has finally weighed in on what happened during the 60 Minutes interview in the last half hour or so. My friends over at Cole Plumbing want to remind you that you don't have to dig a hole. They're number one in the number two business. And if you need Cole Plumbing for anything, call them, 279-8919, 279-8919. You can check them out online, coleplumbing.com, or you can find them on Facebook or anything else. Cole Plumbing, Jack Campbell, when you have trouble with your bowl, hey.
Hey, you call on Cole.
Call on Cole. All right, Trump has finally weighed in on the interview last night. And, you know, I said earlier in the program that now that Trump has his permanent attorney general sworn in, Rosenstein could be short for this world. I'll read you the headline. Illegal and treasonous. Trump says Rosenstein was part of a coup attempt. I think we have our answer. President Trump hurled sharp criticism at Deputy Attorney General Rod J. Rosenstein on Monday morning, accusing him of engaging in an illegal and treasonous activity. President trained his ire on Rosenstein, a member of his own administration, and two bygone officials from the Trump Justice Department, former acting FBI Director Andrew McCabe, and ex-Attorney General Jeff Sessions in a pair of morning tweets. Wow, so many lies by now disgraced acting FBI Director Andrew McCabe. He was fired for lying, and now his story gets even more deranged. He and Rod J. Rosenstein, who was hired by Jeff Sessions, another beauty,
that cracks me.
Looked like they were planning a very illegal act and got caught, Trump wrote, adding, this was the illegal and treasonous insurance policy in full action. Trump apparently referring to comments by McCabe amid a media blitz ahead of the release of his book about working in Trump's administration. McCabe told CBS News 60 Minutes that he and Rosenstein discussed removing Trump from office through the 25th Amendment and the possibility of Rosenstein wearing a wire to collect evidence.
And then Rosenstein says, oh, that was just a joke.
So I wondered earlier if Rosenstein would be short for this world now that he has a permanent... See, he had Rosenstein where he wanted him. He had Rosenstein caught in a series of illegalities, I have a feeling, and very embarrassing, compromising revelations. And his options were fire Rosenstein, which would... Everybody would freak out. Oh, my gosh, you know, we fired Rosenstein, mm-hmm. and Rosenstein was in charge of the investigation. Oh, my gosh. But now that he has a real attorney general in there, and I'm sorry, Cliff Sims has made me rethink my entire position about Jeff Sessions. Cliff Sims has made me rethink my entire position about Jeff Sessions. I was willing for a long time to give Jeff Sessions the benefit of the doubt. Even when it looked like he was playing dumb, even when it looked like he was dumb, even when it looked like he was criminal, to lunch, I was willing to give him the benefit of the doubt.
So you think Sessions was not duped? That he knowingly maybe brought in Cliff to be a spy? Or because I think were it not for Jeff Sessions, Cliff Sims would have never worked in the White House.
I think Jeff Sessions was compromised.
Okay, yeah.
Very early on, maybe even before he first got in bed with the Trump administration or the Trump campaign. I think Sessions has been compromised for a while. Keep in mind, Dennis Montgomery has he had proof that the NSA had compromised tons of people, thousands, maybe millions of people, but elected officials. I mean, if you're surveilling 8 of the 9 Supreme Court justices, you're not surveilling Senate. If you're surveilling people like Oprah and Trump back in 2012, 2013, 2014, you're not surveilling. You know why they were surveilling Oprah and Trump? Because they might run for president one day. They needed to compromise
him. Right.
That's why. This was the deep state in action. Dennis Montgomery told everybody what was going on. Now he's got brain cancer and is dying. I don't think that's a coincidence. The person he gave his evidence to was a guy named James Comey, the head of the FBI. He got immunity from a federal judge and a federal U.S. attorney. Look him up. I mean, the story is uncanny. I can't say it enough. Dennis Montgomery is the key to this whole thing. It's why I believe in the deep state. He was the first person, more than Snowden, more than any of these other people. Dennis Montgomery was the one that made me go, oh, my gosh. 600 million pages of people spying on each other? Our government spying on us? High-level operatives?
Wouldn't 600 million pages fill up the studio?
Oh, many times over. It's a lot of documents. He goes and he convinces a U.S. attorney and a federal judge that what he has is so credible he gets immunity for stealing it. He takes it to the head of the FBI and nothing happens. Why doesn't anything happen? I can answer this for you, but I want you to think about it a second. Why didn't James Comey do anything? Why didn't the federal judge and the U.S. attorney do anything? You're damn right they knew it was happening. They were in on it.
Yeah.
They were in on it. I want justice for Dennis Montgomery. The guy's dying. His lawyer's dying to talk, but his client's got to die first. Absolutely, these guys are compromised. And I think Jeff Sessions was compromised. I think a lot of Alabama Republicans have been compromised that way over the years. Cliff Sims included.
Well,
and I think it makes them easy targets to go into the administration, play friendly, gather intelligence, gather efforts, sabotage, undermine, stall, leak every step of the way. Notice the leak stopped when Rick Dearborn and Cliff Sims got fired.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when's the last leak came out of the executive office?
Been a while.
Been a while. Since Rick Dearborn and Cliff Sims got fired.
Yep.
I don't think it's
I'm not a Cliff Sims fan. You know that. I never have been. I've always thought the guy was a fraud and a phony, and he came into power from nowhere, from totally nowhere. He was in Barry Moore's Sunday school class in Enterprise.
Probably also compromised the same way.
Barry Moore and Mike Hubbard were close.
Probably also compromised the same way.
I mean, it's just unreal.
There's the way they've groomed these people over the years.
I know. We're not
going to
name
them. Not going to. But I'm just telling you.
I've discussed this before.
If the average Alabama Republican knew who ran the state's Republican apparatus, there would be a revolt. If Bubba from Titus, Alabama, knew who they were voting for, they wouldn't vote for him.
Well, it's, you know...
If they knew what they were involved in and all their extracurricular
Bubba
activities...
Bubba also doesn't run to be on the state executive committee because he trusts that the party leadership is in good hands and he's not... don't want to be on it for whatever reason.
If Bubba... From Titus and Roger from Thomasville, Alabama, and you know, Eddie from Demopolis knew who they were voting for in Alabama Republican politics, they wouldn't vote for him.
Right.
They wouldn't vote for him. They wouldn't. I'm telling you, I've lived in Alabama long enough to know the bias is strong in some communities against other communities.
Well, look at that ass Paul Reynolds, who represents Alabama on the Republican National Committee. He's a joke.
And he lost his F. Scratch that.
Wow.
I shouldn't have said that on the air.
Do you think it got on the air?
I don't think so. I think I caught it. I hope I caught it.
Well, I hope so, because he was trying to do some shady stuff.
Well, I know. I'll fill you in after.
Oh, man. I'm so excited about that. Can't have nothing, man.
No, you can't. But it just, the whole thing bothers me. The whole thing bothers me. I think Sessions was and is compromised from the beginning. I think Cliff Sims was and is compromised. I think a lot of other people are compromised.
I'm not compromised, man. Everybody knows about me.
Everybody, you got the worst kept secret in Alabama.
Yeah.
Mr. Sandman, he's not compromised. All he does is create great sales and stockpile the best name brands. And he just got a truckload of new mattresses in, slightly, you know, like it has a little scuff mark here, a little dot, you know, ink dot there or something. I mean, you're covering this stuff up with blankets and pillows and everything else, but it knocks the price down like half. Half.
Yeah.
You want to go save a bunch of money? He's got a truckload of these things he just got in. We're talking queen and king mattresses for like a couple $100. Incredible. Absolutely incredible. Go by there. Mr. Sandman on Atlanta Highway, up on Highway 14 in Millbrook. If you've been needing a new mattress, he's got what the doctor has ordered. So get by Mr. Sandman when you get the opportunity. He's amazing. Mattress Superstore, 18 years voted the best mattress supplier right here in the River Region. He's a friend of ours. He's a doggone good guy. And you can't do better than going and see him when you need a good night's sleep. Check out those latex pillows while you're up there. Telling you, latex pillow's the key. Latex pillow.
100 pounds of yeast stands a copper.
I told you I slept more than 8 hours last night, right? Yeah, not a coincidence.
8 hours and 10 minutes.
Not a coincidence.
Was it 8 hours and 5 minutes?
8 hours. Well, it may take me a couple minutes to go to sleep. Yeah. We'll be back.
New man on a granddaddy bed. He left a holler of everything had. For my time, but I've been told he'll never come back from Copperhead Road.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with the updated market report for real estate in the River Region. The MLS statistics tell us that we had a good year for selling and buying a home last year. In 2018, we switched from a buyer's market to a seller's market. And during the year, our supply of homes went down and the sales of homes went up. The average sales price of homes in the River Region is in the $160,000 price range, which is still lower than surrounding metropolitan areas, which is good news for buyers. My prediction for 2019 for real estate is as follows in the River Region. Sales will continue to increase this year. This is based on over four decades of being in this market and still actively selling and listing homes and keeping up with all the latest market trends. For an opinion about your home's value, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225 or email me direct, bogoodson@charter.net.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
With WOW's super fast internet bundled with their most popular TV package starting at just $84.99 a month, I can catch up on last season? Wow. Catch the next season? Wow. Catch all the buzzer beaters? Wow. And catch up with my crew? Whoa. Now that's WOW. Get choice. Get value. Get WOW. Call 1-855-WOWWAY2 or visit wowway.com for details. Limited time offer requires 2-year agreement, auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change, prices exclude taxes and fees. New customers only.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hintz Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back into News and Views. Oh, man, did you see the special today at Midtown Pizza Kitchen? Lord have mercy. Pancetta, you know what that is. It's like almost like a bacon-cured pork belly. Woo! Good eats. Pancetta, asparagus, and cherry tomatoes in a light red sauce over linguine. Perfect as the weather starts to heat back up here in the state of Alabama. Nice, light, spritzy dish. You know, the high today is going to be about 64, 65. Later on in the week, we're going to touch 80, 81. So, you know, it's pretty much going up. We'll get a little chilly tomorrow, and then, you know, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, it's going to be mid-70s to upper 70s to even the low 80s for the rest of the week. So this is a perfect dish for this type of year, for this type of year. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, absolutely phenomenal. Absolutely 100% phenomenal. Get by there when... get by there when you get the opportunity. Get by there when you get the opportunity. You know,
No one's going to complain.
No.
No one's going to complain. Everybody loves it. Everybody loves it.
You know, I just dig out the cherry tomatoes.
I know you don't like cherry tomatoes, but I really do.
Most people do.
They're sweet. They burst with sweetness when you bite into them. They're real moist and delicious. I love them.
Yeah. Good for you. Everybody needs to love something.
Yeah, well, it's part of it. All right. Let's see here. Got last segment. Last segment. Holy mackerel. Cardinal McCarrick removed from the priesthood after being found guilty of abuse. This should have been done 20 years ago. Vatican announced the decision February 16th, saying he was found guilty of solicitation in the sacrament of confession, sins against the sixth commandment with minors and with adults, and with the aggregating factor of abuse of power. So he is now a layman, except for the one time someone who's in this position can perform any sacrament, and that is hearing a confession to somebody who's in imminent fear of death. So, like, if you're on your way to death, then yeah. I don't want to cover this Facebook page, this Facebook story.
Who's it about? Do we know?
Yeah, it's about Facebook, Europe, and all that.
Oh, yeah.
This gas tax is really getting interesting. This is what I thought would happen. Mary Sells still reporting for the Alabama Daily News. She just started recently. She's still reporting in Alabama. She's doing a really, really good job.
She's always been a pretty good reporter.
She's always been one of the best reporters in the state, without a doubt. But she is doing a fantastic job at Alabama Daily News. ALDailyNews.com if you want to check her stuff out. But she has a great piece up today. Lawmakers argue for greater gas tax expending in their districts. You know, this is great. This is exactly what I predicted would happen. Cities and counties and municipalities all think they're the greatest place on earth. So if you represent Montgomery County and you represent the city of Montgomery, where do you want the bulk of the gas tax revenue that's going to be increased to go? Baldwin County? Huntsville? Or would you like Vaughn Road repaved? You see the dilemma? If I'm going to vote for this thing, what am I getting out of it? I told you guys, I warned you guys this was going to happen. There won't be a damn thing done in the river region with this new money. None of it. That little, you know, you might do a mile of a street in a city here or there, but I'm talking about major infrastructure overhauls. None of it's coming here. So if you're any of the Democrats or any of the Republicans in the House or Senate in this area, in our listening audience, from Greenville to Clanton, from Selma to Auburn, if you are any of the Republicans around here, you're not getting squat. If you're any of the Democrats around here, you're not getting squat. So why would you vote for this thing? Why are you going to raise my gas taxes to support some infrastructure program that's going to happen in Baldwin County and Huntsville primarily, is what it looks like? Because those are the two revenue generators in the state of Alabama. The economic engine up in Huntsville that's on fire, in a good way. And the economic engine in Baldwin County that is the tourism. And then you've got Tuscaloosa, which is always going to get their piece because it's Tuscaloosa. And Auburn might get a little piece of it. And Mobile and Montgomery might get a little smidge. But not like those other places are going to get. Senator Greg Allbritton, who represents a large geographic district down in South Alabama, says, I want to support an infrastructure plan and I want it my way. Yes. He's not alone in thinking that.
Is his way the way you just described?
His way means give me some money in my district.
He lives down in...
this is in Range.
Evergreen, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's south of there.
But, I mean, his law practice used to be in Evergreen.
Yeah, maybe. In North Alabama, Senator Tom Butler is ready to fight for more infrastructure money for the city that's on track to be the state's largest. Here's what he says. It's time for the state to take care of our road needs. Huh.
I like Tom Butler, actually.
I like Tom Butler a lot. Chris Elliott from Daphne says, we have the equivalent of the Iron Bowl every weekend in Baldwin County. It's all about return on investment, investing in areas that are generating revenue. If you're not making part of that pie, you're not getting a piece.
Who said that?
Chris Elliott down in Daphne. Arthur Orr said he'd listen to colleagues from South Alabama about their arguments for more gas tax revenue, but he says,
I certainly would interject that as they get more visitors, they get a lot more tax revenue dropped off in their area from those visitors. You see the protectionism already.
Oh, right? Yeah, man, they're all territorial now.
This is going to be fun to watch.
I'm not an Arthur Orr fan.
I'm not either. Lynn Greer said, he said getting a gas tax all can agree on, but it won't be a smooth ride.
Ugh, Lynn Greer.
To get the votes to pass it, Aldott may have to sit down with folks and say, this is what we're going to have to do in your county. Like Poole and Cochran, Greer said the bill has to have something for all parties, including the rural Black Belt. You just can't run good roads through high-income counties, Greer said. This is great. Everybody wants a piece of the pie. This is the type of buffoonery we elect in this state because we treat our legislators like children, so they act like children.
Mm-hmm. The road builders are out there waving the flag. They want this gas
tax. Oh, they're going to get the tax. The tax is going to pass.
Oh, yeah.
The tax is going to pass because all the people in the legislature want to get reelected. Yep. They're all dying to get reelected. And they don't want people beating them up and calling them names and liberals and all this other stuff. They don't want people funded running against them.
It's going to be fun till the daddy takes my T-Bird away. Isn't that what they say, Baron?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really funny that everybody's jockeying for this because initially everybody kept their mouth shut because you know what everybody was saying? We haven't seen it yet. We generally support it, but we haven't seen it yet. Now they're seeing it, I guess, or hearing about it.
Mm-hmm.
They're all throwing their hat in the ring or putting the, what is that expression? Putting their
hat in the ring?
That too. They want it. How you doing?
How am I doing?
Well, Joey just walked in.
I got to talk to you in a minute.
Is it going to be bad? Are you mad at him?
No.
Be mad at Joey? You're all he's got.
I'm not going to be mad at Joey. Guys, we're done for the day. Can you believe it? Heirloom
Jewelers?
Yeah,
well, of course.
Heirloom Jewelers, you can buy, sell, and trade over at Heirloom Jewelers. They're on Vaughn Road just east of Bell Road. They've got absolutely everything you could possibly imagine. And all they want to do is help you out.
But wait till tomorrow to go by there.
Yeah, they're not open today.
Right.
But look, use Mondays to look through your house for all available diamonds, gemstones, and everything else. Look all over your house and find everything you want. Or that don't want. And then take it to Heirloom Jewelers tomorrow through Saturday. And let them give you cash, straight cash, homie. Or a check, either way.
You referring to our listeners as homies?
Huh?
Go ahead. Have a great day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Vaughn Road across from Do Re Mi.
Yeah, across from Do Re Mi. His name's Troop Booth. He's a